Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we give you the latest stories coming out of the office of the Prime Minister. Coming up, Prime Minister Simpson Miller expresses pleasure with progress of works on North-South Highway, and nurses become the latest public sector group to sign wage deal with the government. Stay with us for these stories and more. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has thanked the island's public sector nurses for their patience as the government sought to conclude wage negotiations with the Nurses Association of Jamaica, NAJ. The NAJ on Friday, October 30, became the latest public sector group to sign the heads of agreement for the 2015 to 2017 wage period. Mrs. Simpson Miller noted that the signing came after months of consultation.
We appreciate the human sacrifice that our nurses give daily in order to provide world-class service to the nation, and therefore regret that we are not able to afford to give all that is being requested and that you so truly deserve.
In addition to the 4% increase in year one and 3% in year two, eligible public health nurses will continue to receive an on-call allowance. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has expressed pleasure with the progress of work on the Caymanas to Linstead leg of the North-South Highway. The work is more than 80% complete and is on track to conclude by the first quarter of 2016. Mrs. Simpson Miller toured that section of the project last Wednesday, October 28. She commended the contractors for what she calls the excellent work done so far. The Prime Minister also expressed pleasure with the harmonious working relationship exhibited between the over 1,000 Jamaican workers and their Chinese counterparts on the project.
I'm extremely pleased that the majority of workers are Jamaican workers. And I've seen some work that have been done by the Jamaicans. I'm sure it's new skills being passed on to our people by the Chinese.
She pointed out that the highway project will open up that north-south section of the country to more economic opportunities. The 66-kilometer north-south section of Highway 2000 will allow motorists to travel from Kingston to the resort town of Otarius in less than an hour. The $600 million US dollar project is being undertaken through a public-private partnership agreement between the Jamaican government and China Harbor Engineering Company. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller last week expressed sympathies to the families of the 19 babies who died from infection caused by the Klebsiella and Serratia bacteria at the University Hospital of the West Indies and Cornwall Regional Hospital. Speaking in Parliament Tuesday, Mrs. Simpson Miller said the government deeply regrets the occurrence and understands the pain and anguish suffered by the parents and other relatives of the infants affected. The Minister of Health has announced the establishment of a special unit to monitor both public and private sector facilities for newborn babies and the beginning of a capacity building project under the $3 billion European Union EU grant-funded Programme for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMAC. PROMAC aims to enhance the delivery of child and maternal health care at public medical facilities island-wide. Minister with responsibility for sport, Natalie Nita Headley, is commending the Jamaica Athletics Administrative Association, J3A, for launching its revised Athlete Development Fund, which will allow a total of 84 eligible national athletes to receive monthly stipends of $60,000 Tier 1 or $30,000 Tier 2. The government of Jamaica, through the Sports Development Foundation, has made available an additional $42 million to the J3A in order to support this fund. And Minister with Responsibility for Information, Senator Sandra Faulkner, is encouraging Jamaicans to practice energy conservation. She was speaking at the handing over ceremony of an energy-efficient air conditioning unit at the Jamaica Information Service, GIS, under the government's Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program, EECP. That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories from the Office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.